Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you. Boom, I'm in the room. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now, you're here because there's nothing on the telly. And I'm coming to you live from the old Hill Manor. And I'm your host, Lord Hill. Now, this evening, again, one hasn't got a guest. So what one's going to do? One's going to have a chat about different stuff. You know what this channel's all about? It's all about taking the stigma out of mental health, about mental well-being. And what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to encourage guests to come onto the show. UK guests, particularly, is what I'm looking for. I get lots of Americans. They have a slightly different perspective. But I'd like to get, hopefully, some veterans on to come and have a chat, just to tell us about their story and what's happened with them. So you've obviously realised that we've moved this show now to a Wednesday. So I'm going to be going out every Wednesday with this Everyday Conversations Regarding Mental Health. Now, what we're going to talk about this evening, in the title, it was what to do to if you've come across a mate that's not feeling themselves. I've forgotten what I've titled it now. What am I like? So if you got a pal that's not feeling themselves, a bit down in the dumps, what are you going to do to lift their spirits? What are you going to do to make them feel better about themselves? Now, military types generally take the Michael. get some ball bugger. That's, for instance, one of their mates has been injured and they're laid up in hospital. And the first thing they do is when they go and visit, they nick all their grapes and take the mickey out of what happened to them. Whether that lifts their spirits or not is something else. But it's a way of doing it, isn't it? You go and visit somebody that's in hospital that's not feeling great and you nick their grapes. It's a tradition. It's got to be done, isn't it? So from that perspective then, the best thing you can do with a pal that's not feeling great is invite him out. Take him to the pub and have a meal, lift their spirits that way. You could take them to the theatre, find a nice theatre and take them to the theatre and see what's on it, the pictures. Don't take them to a war and gory film. Take them to see something light-hearted. You can always take the mickey out of them. You can empathise with them. You can try and get them out of the blues. Tell them a few jokes. But it's recognising someone that ain't feeling great to start with. I think that's the key to it, is helping out a mucker that's not firing on all cylinders. Now, I'll tell you a little story. Born out of frustration, really. I've got the old Bantam project going on. Well, I wanted to replace the primary drive chain because it was very, very slack and it was slapping about. So I ordered a new chain, it came. It's a continuous loop. There's no link in it. So I tried taking the clutch off and all the rest of it to try and get out. Still didn't. So I rung them up about it, and they said, oh, we've sent you the wrong chain. You should have a link chain. We'll send you another one out. So they sent us another one out. Then I got a problem with putting all the clutch and everything back together. So what I did, I bought some new clutch plates to go in there because the clutch was slipping and anything. So put the new clutch plates in, and then I couldn't get the spring compressed enough to put the circlip in. So I've had to get a new part, a tool to compress the springs to get the circlip in. So I've done that, put it all back together. I forgot a crucial bit. There's a pin that goes in that opens and shuts the clutch. So I've had to take it all apart again, put that in. So I've taken it apart and put it back together about four times. Finally cracked it, got it all back together. I took it for a ride around the block. It's going a lot better. The clutch bites a lot quicker. I've got to do a little bit of adjustment on the clutch to make it better. So it's not, when you kick it over, it's not dragging you off. So that's just a little minor adjustment on the clutch. I'm still waiting on, so born out of that. So what I was saying there was, for all that frustration of pulling it apart, putting it back together, taking it apart, putting it back together, taking it apart, putting it back together, the final result is it works. I know. You guys seem fairly amazed that I've made it work. Oh, evening, Keith. So anybody else is out there wants to pop a say hello in the chat, that'd be great. Now, talking of hello, I've got something of a little birthday coming up in a few weeks' time. And old Lady Hill, she's invited some people round, and we're going to have an hello themed dinner in my honour. So I thought I would go as Mr. Alphonse, the Undertaker. I'll put the old morning suit on and I'll go as Mr. Alphonse, the Undertaker. So I'll just need a tape measure. Measure people up for the box. So that should bring a lot of joy to people. We do like the odd theme party round this gaff. Round the old Hill Manor, we do like a bit of a party. And old Lady Hill, she does love dressing up. So that's where we're at with it. So that's going to bring a lot of joy to a few people. That's going to be a bit of a giggle and a blooming good night. So that's for my birthday. The other thing that's cheered me up is I'm entitled to get a bus pass. So I've filled out the application and I'm waiting for my new bus pass to turn up. And I can start using that next month. So instead of getting in a car, I'll jump on a bus. So, because I can. And I'll get my state pension. My reduced state pension, I might add. That depresses you, doesn't it? Now, old Lady Hill, I mean, her pension, they probably mugged her off. She's one of the old waspy women. You know, the women that were all due to finish at 60 and get their state pension. Nah. They moved a bloody goalpost on them. So that was that. So she's got to go until she's 66, I think. She may get it at 66. If not, it'll be 67. And then it'll be a reduced pension because they moved the goalpost on that as well. Because they did that with me. Because I opted out of SERPs and then opted back in again. But because I retired at 60 and I haven't paid in for the last 5-6 years, paid in for 45, and you're still on a reduced pension. Thanks for all that hard work I put in. See what happens with that then. So, yeah. So if you come across a mate that's depressed and all the rest of it, another way of dragging them out of their depression is to tell them how bad your life is. And then they can think to themselves, well, my life ain't so bad after all then. I mean, you can obviously blag it. You don't actually need to be totally depressed to do it. But that's another way of doing it, isn't it? So show them that other people are a lot worse off. And that quite often, well, things ain't quite so bad after all. Point out the positives, take away the negatives. So that's what I do when I see people down. I either take the mickey out of them or let them know that they're not as bad off as some people. And hopefully that lifts their spirits. And it's all about lifting somebody's spirits to stop them doing anything daft. So that's where we are. That's this week. It's all about lifting somebody's spirits when they're not feeling themselves, and come up with ways. You know your mates better than I do. If you see they ain't right, have a word. Make sure you've got a little bit of time, because the last thing you want to do is say, are you all right, mate? And they say, yeah, I'm fine. No, you're really all right. And then they start opening up, oh, bugger, I've got to go. That's not a good thing to do. But what you do is you make sure you've got a bit of time for them. And sometimes it just takes a little bit of a listen, a little bit of a mickey take, a little bit of pointing out somebody's worse off than they are, and that can help. So that's what I would do. So until next week then, what we're going to do next week, hopefully I'm going to find a guest for next week. I'm sure you've had enough of me rattling on every week on me Jack Jones. So next week, with a bit of luck, with a little bit of luck, I'll get a guest in and we can have a proper chat, a proper conversation about everyday conversations regarding mental well-being. And it's all about taking the stigma out of it, allowing people to open up and have a chat. So, you good people, you lucky people, until next week then, when we go live again on a Wednesday. Remember, it's a Wednesday, not a Thursday. And it's 7 o'clock. Yeah, next week will still just be in Greenwich Mean Time. I think the week after, we're probably going to go to British Summer Time. We spring forward. We lose an hour's sleep. But we do get that hour back in the winter. So there's a positive. All right, you're going to lose an hour of sleep, but you'll get it back eventually. So until then, till next week, TTFN. Ta-da for now. Welcome to the Tim Hill Podcast. If you have the time, you can not only listen to the episodes, but you can also watch all the shows, and you'll find the links in the description below. Thank you.